You have in front of you a recap. We were able to negotiate a two-year contract. We agreed to $200 on the base for both year one and two, plus their step each year. I don't have the figures in front of me. Linda, what that would range from a two to a...
Oh, for the percentage, is that what you're asking? The average?
Yeah.
The first year is 2.26, and the second year is 1.54.
Is that just with the $200?
The $200 in the step.
That includes a step too?
Yep.
Okay.
That's the average.
That's the average increase per employee, or per teacher.
Certified.
We agreed to provide 80% of the premium on the insurance, with employees paying 20, and that's for the next 2 years, that agreement. And then we agreed to provide 80% of insurance premium. That is no date. There is some changes in the language as to covering the balance, the minimum balance, and that's in red, the bottom of the page. And on section three, the language that was in the negotiated agreement has been substituted for the language in red on the back. There was also some cleanup language on the licensed classroom teacher, those with lifetime. That's also indicated on red, in red. And then cleanup language on the personal days, just that paragraph specifying the 16-17 school year has been deleted. And then there was an addition to the extracurricular schedule, and that has to be, came through the extracurricular committee.
So we're going with a new health insurance plan.
Correct. And that's listed on that.
Yep, it's a, so now it's Blue Cross, Blue Shield, North Dakota Classic 1000. Self-funded, non-grandfathered.
Yep.
But okay. We'll start until October 1st.
Yep.
We'll be on the old plan for 3 months.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion to accept the negotiated terms.
Second.
Questions, discussion?
Thanks to all for doing
thank
this.
Thank you too for doing this, and I think it's great that that the staff or whoever's on the health insurance is going to help us out when we do fall short and that stuff. It's not all falling onto the district.
If you do notice, the date is the following year, so we will have a year where it lands on us. Just
well,
to point
not,
that out.
I did not catch that. I did not catch that.
Hopefully switching to the new plan will help with all this, but their contribution, if there is, if we're not, if there's not enough in that fund, won't occur until the following year. So we do have a year of that. But.
Can I note just real quick as well, so through the health insurance committee, we've looked at the change of this plan for the last 9 months and looked at comparisons with this plan, and the change is moving to, again, I think a very good plan for our employees. With it comes the savings for our district, as you guys are aware, and we've discussed quite a bit of. And so being able to provide increases for our staff was account of being able to have savings by changing plans. And so we know that it's just worth noting as well that that's the ability for us to be able to provide the step and also provide that $200 on the base for both years.
And still a very good plan.
And still provide a very good plan to our employees.
And I'm sure there'll be some education from Linda or Blue Cross or whatever as we, as the staff comes back in the fall and provide that for them. Any other questions, discussion, comments?
So once we approve this or assuming we will, then contracts go out.
Yep. We had a vote and it was ratified by our members by 98.3%.
With contracts, once they're issued, they have 14 days to return.
Ryan?
Aye.
Rich?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Belle?
Aye.
Joyce?
Aye. Motion carried. Moving on to number two, our administrative and classified staff salary proposal. Mr. Johnson, do you want to take this?
Sure. We've had conversation throughout negotiations relative to our teachers, BCA, and also been able to share some information financially with you guys relative to other staff that we have, of course, through health insurance that applies to all employees, not just our teachers. And so what we've been able to do, so preliminary budgets, Linda has some information. She'll distribute handout to you relative to my proposal for our administrative and classified staff, the general fund balance. My recommendation to you is that we do across the board 2% administrative increase for the next 2 years, and that's inserted into the general fund balance that's being distributed to you guys. And then Linda, will you briefly talk about the classified staff and how that applies and what you've put in?
The classified staff will be put in with their step and then 25 cents on the base. So for both years.
25 per hour. 25 cents per hour.
Yes.
Do you, with switching the health insurance plan, just as we talked about it throughout negotiations with the teachers, we felt we had to give a little there to help cover, because it's an added responsibility on them. Do you feel we've done that with what you're proposing here for our support staff and administrative staff?
Yes.
With that amount?
I feel comfortable with the proposal that I'm recommending. We're sitting on June 6th right now. We do have a meeting coming up on the 19th. If you'd like to study and more, have more discussion or more conversation, we could. I've had conversation with administrators relative to this as well, and I know we need to be conscientious of the compensation packages that we provide to administrators, so that we are competitive and that we are compensated as well. And I feel right now, relative to what we've evaluated, looked at, health insurance, I think that this recommendation is fair for the next 2 years.
I'll make a motion that we accept the proposal set forth by Josh, Mr. Johnson.
I'm okay this year with the 2% with everybody, but when you say administrative, that means all our principals, our maintenance director, our tech coordinator, our business manager, and so sometimes a straight across straight percentage works and everybody's where they should be, but I think that's something you have to look at every year to make sure people are where they should be for what they do, because they're very different jobs, very different pay ranges for those jobs. And so across the board, to whatever the percentage is, sometimes works and sometimes it makes somebody higher, sometimes it makes somebody lower where maybe they need to be higher. So for this year, I'm okay with 2%, but down the road, if we could always look at that, I think that's important, so we don't get out of range on either too high or too low on our
salaries. Is your recommendation for 1 year or for 2 years?
We have it plugged in for 2 years right now, relative to what our teachers have also received. We could look at doing a 1 year and then reevaluating that and seeing where we sit financially as a district. It is fair to say what Joyce is explaining, that we do need to be competitive when we look across the board in our state and comparative as well. So I understand that.
And just like the teachers get a contract for this year, but then they get their next contract the following, or in March, I think, or whatever those magical dates are. So they are signing, we've agreed to an agreement for 2 years, but their contracts are just for the 1 year and the second year. So I guess the motion that was made doesn't have a year on it. Are you wanting it for a year?
I want it for 2 years. And you can always revisit it if you want to. Just because you can't, next year if you want to, you can make another motion that you want to increase somebody's salary.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I just wanted our administrators and other staff to know that we support the 2% for each year. And if there needs to be adjustments, we can make those later.
Absolutely.
Yep. I'm not saying that that's it, you know. I mean, we can always revisit it. I just think that if we make a 2-year agreement with the Education Association, we should kind of make that commitment to our other staff as well.
Yes.
And I'm not saying that if there needs to be an adjustment later that we can't do that.
Any other comments, questions? Otherwise, the motion then, and then would you just stick in the 2 years then on mm-hmm. the motion and the second, is that all right?
I did.
Okay.
Rich?
Aye.
Ryan?
Aye.
Val?
Aye.
Mike?
Aye.
Joyce?
Aye. Motion carried.